听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
A blind date is really no different than any other ordinary date. You hope to meet someone you are attracted to, and maybe a future boyfriend or girlfriend. You try to find common interests to talk about. Don't be too friendly, or you may scare the other person. But do have fun and enjoy each other's company.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea. Now, before you go to the mall today, I want to help you get ready for today's lesson. You'll be learning many key words. You just heard them in our opening paragraph. Let's talk about them together now. One key word is ordinary. Ordinary. If something is ordinary, it's not very special.If you are having an ordinary day, it's the kind of day that you often have. Maybe you ate an ordinary lunch today. That means your lunch wasn't very special. It wasn't really different from what you usually eat. So you can say, I just had an ordinary lunch today. We also learn more about blind dates.On a blind date, you hope to meet someone you are attracted to. Now, when you are attracted to a person, that means you want to know more about them. You are curious about that person. If one person is attracted to another person, well, maybe you want to date that person a little bit more and get to know them better.And maybe that person will be your future boyfriend or girlfriend. Boyfriend is a key word. If you are a girl and you are dating a boy, then that boy is your boyfriend. If a girl is dating a boy, she has a boyfriend. And of course, if a boy is dating a girl, the girl is his boyfriend.Girlfriend. When you go on a date, you want to try to find common interests. If you have common interests, that means you have interests that are the same. Common is a key word. Maybe you have a common friend with someone. You have the same friend. Interests are what you are interested in and curious about. You don't want to scare another person.Maybe that person will be afraid. Well, we have no more time. Let's go to the mall.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Jack, and today we continue our lesson about dating. Today we will hear about a very special day in Japan.It's a day called White Day. What do Japanese people do on White Day? Well, we will learn all about that. First, let's look at today's Find It question. Here it is. Where is Tom glad he doesn't live? Where is Tom glad he doesn't live? Well, listen for that answer in our conversations. Now let's go visit Christina and see what she has to say.
Hi friends, welcome to the information desk. 我是 Christina. 今天我们会谈到 White Day, 也就是白色情人节。等一下听 Jack 来告诉我们 White Day 是做什么的。You will also hear these key words. Attract.吸引或引起什么的好感 ,attract. 例如 ,Anita 是一个有气质的女孩 ,many guys are attracted to her. Common, 共同的 ,common. 例如数学考试每个人都错一题 都错同一题, it is a common mistake. Interest, 兴趣或爱好. Interest, what are some of your interests? Ordinary, 普通的或寻常的. Ordinary, 今天没有什么特别的事情发生. It's just an ordinary day. Boyfriend, 男朋友, boyfriend. Carrie's boyfriend is very nice to her. Scare, 使害怕或使惊吓. 例如, that dog scared the thief away. 那只狗把坏人吓走了. Okay, let's go to the tribal store and find out more about White Day.
Conversation A.
Jason, how was your date last night?
Was it love at first sight?
Yeah. Were you attracted to her right away?
Do you have any common interests?
Wait. Too many questions.
Sorry. We're excited. So, will you see her again?
Maybe. I said I would call her.
Good. You should. Speaking of dating, have you two ever heard of White Day?
No. What's that?
Listen.
Hi, friends. I am Tom, of course, and Amy is here with me.
That's right. Hi, friends.
And this is exciting. Jack and I are talking to Jason. He just went on a blind date. So, of course, we have a lot of questions for him. Jack's first question is, were you attracted to her right away? Was he attracted to her right away? Well, attracted is our key word. Say it with me. Attract.
Attract.
Attract. Nice job. If you are attracted to somebody, that means you want to know more about them. Maybe you want to be around them a lot. You are attracted to them. Well, here's my question for you. What kind of person are you attracted to? What kind of person are you attracted to, Amy?
I am attracted to someone who is confident.
Mm.
And someone that I have common interests with.
Oh, so you're attracted to someone who is confident and with whom you have common interests. Well, I'm confident that you will find someone with common interests.
Thank you, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And common is our next key word. Common.
Common.
Common. Common is an adjective to describe something similar or something the same. Something is the same. Like, for example, we have the same problem. It's our common problem.
Or we have a lot in common. We like to watch movies. So if you have something in common with somebody else, then that means you like the same things. Well, we have a common interest, we like the same things, and interest is another key word. Say it with me. Interest.
Interest.
Interest. If you are interested in something, then that is your interest. Or if you want to know more about something, you can say, that is my interest. Well, what are your interests? What are the things that you want to know more about?
Well, my interests are watching movies,
mm-hmm.
going shopping,
yes,
and buying things.
Right. Going shopping and buying things. Those sound like pretty similar interests. Well, friends, we hope that you are interested in reviewing these key words with us right now. The first key word is attract. Attract. Brandon is attracted to Susan. He thinks she's beautiful.
Common. Common. Rich and Don have a common problem. They're both poor.
Interest. Interest. Billy loves music and dancing. Those are his two favorite interests. Well, it might interest you now to join us for this Read It paragraph.
read it.
In most countries, March 14th is an ordinary day. But in Japan, March 14th is a special day called White Day. What is White Day? Before we answer this question, we need to understand how Japanese celebrate Valentine's Day on February 14th. In Japan, women give gifts and chocolate to men on Valentine's Day. It is a chance for women to let their boyfriends, husbands, and other men know their feelings. On White Day, men buy gifts for women, but they must be careful. In Japan, different gifts have different meanings. If a man gives a woman the wrong kind of gift, he may be in big trouble.
Well, friends, we learned something interesting. We learned that March 14th is not an ordinary day in Japan. What is on March 14th?
What is on March 14th? That is called White Day. And White Day is not an ordinary day, but our key word here is ordinary.
Ordinary?
Ordinary. If something is ordinary, that means it's not very special. It's not a special day. It's an ordinary day. Today is an ordinary day. There is nothing special about it.
Let's use it in another sentence. You are not ordinary. You are special. And March 14th is not an ordinary day. It's their White Day for Japan. And is a chance for women to let their boyfriends, husbands, and other men know their feelings.
Ooh, their boyfriends. Well, friends, we have a key word here. Say it with us. Boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. When a girl is dating a boy, he is her boyfriend. He is more than just a friend to her.
Aww, I wish I had a boyfriend, but I'm happy that I don't.
Well, maybe one day you will have a boyfriend, and your boyfriend will be confident, and he will have common interests, right?
That's right. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, friends, we can look forward to reviewing these keywords. Let's do that right now. The first word is ordinary. Ordinary. This is not an ordinary car. It can fly.
Boyfriend. Boyfriend. Lucy is not dating anyone right now. She doesn't have a boyfriend. Well, Lucy, I can understand where you're at. And let's go to conversation B.
Conversation B.
I'm glad I don't live in Japan. I'd probably give the wrong gift.
Me too. Do you think I should buy a gift for April?
No, it's too soon. It could scare her.
Scare her?
Some girls get nervous when a guy does too much too soon.
Then they won't want to go out with the guy again.
I understand. I won't buy a gift.
Good. But you should call her.
I will.
Friends, did you find it? Yes, the find it question can be answered right here in conversation B. And the question is about me. Where is Tom glad he doesn't live?
Where is Tom glad he doesn't live? He's glad he doesn't live in Japan.
It's true. I'm glad I don't live in Japan because I would probably get the wrong gift for someone on White Day.
That's true. Well, Jason asks, do you think I should buy a gift for April? And Jack says, no, it's too soon. it could scare her. And scare is our key word. Scare.
Scare.
Scare. Now, when someone scares me, I get really scared. I don't like to be scared.
So if you are scared, if someone scares you, then you are afraid of something. Have you ever been scared? Well, the dark scares me. I like to have some light in the house. Otherwise, I am scared of the dark.
That's good. Let's try this word in another sentence. Last night's movie scared me. I don't want to watch it again.
Watch out! Amy, did someone scare you?
Yes, you scared me.
I scared you? Well, I'm sorry. I was just trying to use our key word today.
That's okay, Tom.
And it's true that some girls get nervous when a guy does too much too soon. They might get scared. It might scare them if a guy does too much too soon. But Jason should call April.
That's good advice. Let's review our key word. Scare. Scare. Gloria doesn't like to talk in front of people. It scares her.
That's okay, Gloria. You can learn how to talk in front of people. And you can too, friends. Right now we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back. Great job.
Hello, 大家好，欢迎来到 Information Desk。Hi, Jason. 听说昨天去约会了哦。
对呀。Tom 和 Jack 他们两个人今天一进门就问个不停。老实说 Jack 的问题我不是很懂诶。他说什么 right away 的。
他问的是 were you attracted to her right away? Were you attracted to her right away? 主要的需要知道 be attracted to someone, 就是被某人所吸引。引起你的兴趣的意思，要用介系词 to 加 someone。所以，如果你觉得 April 蛮吸引你的话，应该怎么说呢？
应该是 I was attracted to April， 这样对吗
？That's right。那句尾的 right away 是马上、立即的意思。另外还有一个类似的片语，就是 at once。at once 也是立即、马上的意思。所以你可以说。你也可以说 I was attracted to April at once.
Jack 说 Speaking of dating, have you two ever heard of White Day? 所以 speaking of dating, 就像我们平常讲说讲到约会是不是这样子
对啊比如说早餐非常重要我们可以说 Speaking of breakfast, it's very important for your health. 或者是说到考试今天数学考得好不好 Speaking of tests,How was your math test today? Jason, 你也来试试看吧。
好。Speaking of singing, I think Christina is a wonderful singer.
Oh, thank you.
不客气。后来他们讲到白色情人节说每一样礼物都有特别的含义。他们就说自己恐怕会给错礼物。I'd probably give the wrong gift. I'd probably give the wrong gift.这个句子照字面翻的话就是我可能会给错误的礼物虽然也是听得懂啦他讲的应该就是送错礼物嘛可是听起来很别扭诶
没错 Jason 这个句子里就是可以看出中英文语法的不同中文都说我可能会送错礼物可是英文的语法却是我可能会送错的礼物所以咯我们真的是需要观察外国人是怎么说英文的不然如果照中文的语法来翻就太惨了
那你可以多举几个例子给我们听听看吗
Sure 所以拨错电话就是 dial the wrong number 那问错的人就是 ask the wrong person 那如果说你买错票的话怎么说呢
那就是 bought the wrong tickets 这样对不对
That's right Well, thank you for helping us today And I think it's time to say goodbye So, goodbye friends
Bye everyone
Sing and say.
Hey, 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 hey! Hello, friends. It's time to sing and say with Black Pearl. This week, we talked about going out and dating. How cute, how could I? You know, sing and say is a fun activity. So let's begin. Package. Sing it.
Package.
Good. You're real cool with this. Pizza is Italian food. Say it. Pizza is Italian food. Yes, it is. I prefer hamburgers. Sing it.
I prefer hamburgers.
Me too. Stay with me. Say it. Stay with me. Yeah, do that. Across. Sing it.
Across.
Granddaughter. Say it.
Granddaughter.
Good. Roller skating. Sing it.
Roller skating.
Yeah. Interest. Sing.
Interest.
Ooh. Museums. Sing it.
Museums.
Yeah, baby, yeah. My neighbor is honest. Say it.
My neighbor is honest.
Yes. Stupid isn't a nice word. Sing it.
Stupid isn't a nice word.
No, it isn't. Abroad. Sing.
Abroad.
Yes. Common interest. Say it.
Common interest.
Attract. Sing it.
Attract.
Attract. Say it.
Attract.
Good. Great job today. See you next time. Bye-bye.
They're dating.
They're dating.
他们在交往.
Dad, I want to go on a date.
No. You're not allowed to date.
But what about Ricky and Betty? They're dating.
Oh, really?
Yes, I saw them holding hands. They're dating.
Is that so?
Yes, and Ricky said to Betty, I love you. They're dating.
Do you want to know something else about Ricky and Betty?
What?
They're married.
Oh.
They're dating.
They're dating.
他们在交往.
Well, it sounds like Jason's date went well. Was it love at first sight? Well, we don't know. But I do have a question for you about love. It's our question of the day. Here it is. Do you believe in love at first sight? Why or why not? Do you believe in love at first sight? Why or why not? Well, Tom is here, and I'm really curious and interested to find out what Tom thinks. Tom, do you believe in love at first sight?
Well, Jack, I tell you, I will believe it when I see it. What I mean by that is it hasn't happened to me yet, and so I don't know if I believe it or not. Yeah, I don't know if I believe in love at first sight or not.
Well, Tom, I hope one day you will meet a special girl and you'll fall in love at first sight.
That would be very nice.
All right, friends, be sure to practice this question with someone today. We'll see you next time right here on Let's Talk in English at the mall. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.